stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Thursday. Already, you can get involved by calling 888-777-5373, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week, do you think for yourself? Do you think for yourself? Do you think for yourself? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around this morning doing whatever it is you're doing, and you can't just sit and watch the show, I know you podcast, you can podcast all the show, but you can be listening no matter where you are and what you're doing by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right? We take all calls. On Thursday, whatever. But Thursday is, and the reason for it, we love the Bible Thumpers.
Bible Thumper!
And so we wanted to make time for the Bible Thumper because Bible Thumpers, it's difficult for them to just communicate in a normal way. And so what we do is we have set aside, you know, time for the Bible Thumpers. And so Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, look!
The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham reads, "A black vote for Trump is mental illness."
I am the daughter of two pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
President Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
The Pope is like, they call him the Holy Father. Ain't nothing holy about the Pope.
God, why? Why George?
Holy mackerel. I can't believe you people follow a man. It's Bible Thumper Thursday, 888-77-JESSE. I am in reflecting, and then I was talking to someone that I met a long time ago, some people I met when I was in first moved to L.A., and I used to spend a lot of time in Compton, California. And so it's been a while. And the one thing that I discovered as a result of spending a lot of time in Compton, California, and Compton, California is part of South Central California, L.A. And so I used to spend a lot of time over there. And the one thing I discovered that at first I was surprised by, there were adults living in Compton and Watts. I never hear the name Watts anymore, Watts, California. But and over that area, there were adults and some teenagers, but adults who had never crossed over to West L.A. They had never come over to West L.A. And the only surrounding or territory was right there in South Central L.A., Watts, Compton. They had never gone to West L.A. And West L.A. is just right there. You know, it's not like it's far away. It's right across the street almost. Yeah, about 15 minutes, 20 at best, if it's that far away. And so, and years have gone by, and some of them still have not gone over to West L.A. Isn't that amazing? And I'm like, wow, that's interesting. And then I realized that's how most human beings are. Most human beings, except for a few, handful, most human beings never leave the territory, the area that they live in. They don't go right across the street to another city or another area just to even look around or visit. And they spend a lifetime in that area, never discovering anything real or new. And what I mean about that is that most people never discover that there's another life, that there's a real life, because the life they live is fake, not real. But they never discover that there is a real life. There's another way to live. And they spend a lifetime living in the misery of their area. It doesn't matter how ghetto it turns. It doesn't matter how much trouble they get. It doesn't matter if the house falls down. They stay in that area. And most human beings, it doesn't matter how angry they get. It doesn't matter that their lives are not working. It doesn't matter that they don't have peace, perfect peace. It doesn't matter that things are not working for them. They stay in that area of delusion. They stay in that area of anger. They stay in the area of fear. Think about your life. You've gotten old being afraid. And the older you get, the more afraid you become. Isn't that amazing? And you stay in that area. And you still trust that area and the surrounding things in that area, in that city. Like you still trust thoughts. You stay in that area of thoughts, and you still trust them, and you never venture out just to see, is it true that all thoughts are all lies all the time? You just trust them, and you never cross over to the other new territory. What a sad way to live. You never really give life a chance, and then you justify your fears. And you justify your worries. And you justify your lack of love. Your relationship can't work. Whatever kind of relationship, it doesn't matter the type. And you still won't cross the border. And you can tell people, you know what? It's better on the other side. Right there on that, go to the other side of that road. Life is better. You'll be free. You'll finally have freedom. You won't be enslaved anymore. And you won't even cross the road. What a sad way to live, huh? You won't take the chance, the risk of finding a new life. You're stuck. And you want to be stuck. And you want to be stuck so you can live in the misery of your area and complain. Just think about it. What would you do if you had zero problems? What would you do with yourself? You don't know what you would do with yourself because you love the illusion of problems. You don't want to be free. Because being busy trying to fix problems makes you feel like there's a you. Makes you feel real, like you're working on something. You don't want to be free of problems. The illusion of problems, because in reality, there are no problems. No one has any problems at all. Zero problems. But you want to tell you that? You're like, I do have problems. Help me with my problem. I'm working on my problem. I'm stressed behind my problems, you say. I worry. I have fear. And you never cross over to freedom. Even Christ told you over and over again that it is done, it is finished, evil has been defeated, it has no power, no authority, no nothing, even this thing of death has been taken away. But you say, no, someday when I die, I'm going to heaven. When I die, I'm going to have peace. I don't expect to have it here. I'm only human, you say. What a sad way to live, huh? You love your misery. That's why you won't leave your town. Because you love the misery of living in that town. Meaning, that's why you won't leave the imagination, the dark world of thoughts of all lives, all the time about anything. You won't leave there because you love it. You're telling me I can have peace if I just dare to distrust a thought and emotions? My emotions are real. How would I show love if I don't have emotions? You say. And the wife tell her husband, you don't love me. You don't care about my emotions. You don't care about how I feel. He's like, no, I don't. And she get mad because he won't go along with her hell. She called hell emotions. She called that her. Those are my emotions, she says. And you better care about them. What a mess. Why not give it a chance? Cross over to the other side of the road and see what's over there. Go to West LA and see what it looked like. You might see sunshine. But most people won't accept that. Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart is deceitful above all things. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Human beings are wicked. Their hearts are evil. Every human being, until they start to overcome. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Salvation is of the heart. That's why I tell you, go and forgive your mothers, all human beings. Go and forgive your fathers, all human beings. There's not one. If it's true that Elon Musk is fighting with Trump, I'm not surprised, or that he has a drug problem. I'm not surprised because money won't solve that. Fame won't solve that because the heart is wicked. But you can change. If you go over to the west side, you can change. But you won't go. You stay in the darkness of thoughts. Salvation is of the heart. You have no love. You have no love. Nobody loves nobody. Why do you think parents sit there set their children up to suffer all their lives? Your parents set you up to suffer by telling you how you ought to live. Oh, you better get a good education. You better go to the best schools. You better get an A on your grades. You better get a job. You better get a house, get married, have children, and you suffer. The only thing they offer you is death. They give you death. They do not give you life. Your own parents set you up to fail in life. And every generation repeats the same thing. And you think that the more you get, the more you have, the more you want. And you think that the more you get, the happier you will become, and you don't. You only get worse. You've been set up to fail in life, trying to live up to this false introduction to life. You got to live this way. You got to act this way. You got to be this way. And you try to be it, you got to be a Christian. And you try to be one, and you never become one. And you try all your life. So you tell yourself, well, when I die, I'll become one. I'm a Christian, but I don't expect to have peace until I die, you say. Your parents set you up to think that way because they don't love you. They have no love. They have no love. Zero. You can't find one person walking this earth that has love. Think about that. You can't find one. It's all devils. It's all hate. The heart is wicked and deceitful above all things. And because you've been set up to fail in life, even if you can get everything, people got land, they have houses, they have children, they have wives and husbands, they have husbands, and they're still not happy. And you wake up in the morning and you look at that man and you wonder, why did I marry this man? He's not making me happy. I'm going to have to find me another one, you say. Or what did I marry this woman for? She's miserable. I'm miserable with her. I got to find me another one. And you never cross over to the west side of freedom, meaning you never crawl out of the darkness of your imagination. And the thing about it, you get all this stuff, these things, because you've been told to get them, to compare yourself to other, get a certain type of job so you can be somebody. And you're never satisfied with what you have. You're never satisfied with what you have at all. Show me a person that's satisfied with what they have, I'll eat my hat. You ain't satisfied. You want more. And you want it to be like somebody else or better than someone else, what they have. You never satisfied. Hebrews 13:5 says, out of your life. I don't even know what that is. That's in the Bible. My producer talking to me in my ear. Put avarice out. What does avarice mean? What? Greed? Oh. Put avarice, A-V-A-R-I-C-E. Extreme greed, I'm told. I've never seen that in the Bible, that word. But anyway, put avarice out, extreme greed out of your lives, and be content with whatever you have. Be content with whatever you have. God himself has said, I shall not fail you or desert you. Be content with what you have. How many of you are content with what you have? Are you content living in one room with some cornbread and water? Or do you have to have a big house or a house like somebody else? Are you content with the job that you have, hauling trash around, picking cotton? Or do you have to be a doctor or a lawyer, and you think being that, you will be content? Why can't you be content with what you have? Why do you have to be greedy? Because you're looking at what other people have, and your parents have taught you you need a lot. And if you don't have a lot, somehow or another, you're not a man. You're not a woman. If you don't have it all. If you don't travel to the Bahamas in July on White History Month, you got to get rid of greed and be content with whatever you have. And you can do that. But you got to come out of that from the south side over to the west side, meaning from the darkness of your imagination to the present of truth, of life, right here, right now. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Just think of how many times you've been married, and each time you say, this is the one. Because both of you put on a show when you first meet. It's all fake. When you first meet, it's never real. You're putting on a showcase. You know how when you go to a store, they have like this window and they put all some nice stuff in the window showcase? You do that in your life. Especially when you first meet. Girl meet boy, boy meet girl, showcase. You seem like the nicest person ever. And you run home and tell mama, I met JoJo, I met Lucy today, and she's so nice, you tell mama. And you tell mama, I met Henry today, and he was so nice. Oh, Lord, that's going to be my husband. Showcase personality, and then you get married, and you wonder, what happened? That's not the person I married. And he wonders, that's not the who did I marry? The showcase personality is down. It's like when you go to China, I'm told, or you go to those socialist countries, Russia or whatever. They only show you the beautiful side of the country. And right across the road, there are people that's in encampment, prisons, living in slums and things like that. But you go there, they keep you right there on the beautiful side of the country. That's how you live in your life. You live in the beautiful, fake side of your consciousness, unconscious state. Why don't you be content with what you have and stop comparing yourself to others and don't be of greed? Be content. Be content with the car you drive. Be content with the woman you have or the man you have, ladies. Don't want a man like that man over there. Why can't you be content? Why can't you be content educating your children at home? Amazing, huh? Be content with whatever you have. And the Father, He won't fail you. He'll take care of you. But you're not content. I suggest do what you want. I recommend you work on you. Come out of your hell. Give consciousness a chance and see what happens. You should finally say to yourself, and this is an assignment. Say to yourself, write this down. I'm tired of being the way I am, living the way I am, being afraid, comparing myself, being shy. Being lonely, whatever you are, your condition. I'm tired of living this way. When you get tired of living that way, you're going to cross over to the west side. Things will start to change immediately. But you're not tired of living that way yet. Anyway, it's Bible Thumper Thursday, 888-7753-773. You can be free or you can stay enslaved. Really? You could be free. I promise you, you can be free if you want to. It's up to you. Or you could be a miserable Christian, Jew, Allahu Abba, or Mormon or Jehovah's Witness or atheist, whatever. You can be miserable for the rest of your life if that's what you want. 888-77-JESSE. There was an airplane crash in India, according to the report. I guess last night or yesterday. Maybe this morning. ABC 7 is reporting an Air India passenger plane bound for London with more than 240 people on board crashed on Thursday. Watch this.
Well, Pedro and Shirlene, it's too early to report the number of fatalities, but we do know there were 244 people on board the Boeing 787 Dreamliner, more specifically 232 passengers and 12 crew members. The Air India plane took off just before 10 local time and was heading to London. It crashed shortly after takeoff at India's Ahmedabad Airport, which is in the western part of the country. Right now, more and more images of the disaster are coming out right there. You see the thick black smoke, which can be seen for miles. Air India officials say the plane crashed almost immediately after departure, coming down in a neighborhood near the airport. We're seeing videos of first responders working to put out flames at buildings right outside the airport's perimeter. Aviation data shows the plane descended at a speed of 475 feet per minute. No word on what led to the crash.
Amazing, huh? I wish them well. They say, according to one report I heard, that the plane that they were flying, it's rare. I believe they said it was the first time that particular model had a crash before. That particular plane has never crashed before. It's new, so they're trying to figure out what happened. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. You saying that's true about that plane, Nick?
Yeah, I heard that too about the 787-8. It had a spotless record before this Air India crash.
It had what now?
A spotless safety record.
Right.
Meaning no plane of that model had ever crashed before.
Wow. Well, that's a lot of people on that plane, too, when it crashed.
Yeah.
They say some people, there appear to be some people who are still alive. They survived the crash. They may be wounded, but they survived that crash. The lady said, that reporter said something. Oh, the blah, 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 blah. I don't know what they were.
What did you say? Oh, that know. It. The lady said per minute, which sounds slow, that it descended at 475 feet per minute. Does that make sense, Anchor Baby? The plane descended. 475 feet per minute.
Is that slow?
I don't know.
Anchor Baby went to pilot school on Google.
I forget if I seen that. I forget if that's usually a per second or per minute thing. I'm pretty sure it's per second, if I remember the autopilot on a Airbus A320neo.
You better be trying to remember you're a pilot. You don't want to be a DEI pilot. 888-775-3773. Let me take a break. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Ponchi has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Ponchi's coffee. Okay, according to Reuters, the Boeing 787 Dreamliner is one of the most advanced jets in service. An expert says it has a generally strong safety record with no previous fatal accidents. Amazing. And a couple of announcements. Father's Day is coming up. Get your Father's Day gifts in. Order now so you can receive them on time. We have amazing gifts at on our store there, in our store at RebuildingTheMan.com, right? Amazing shirt. Your daddy didn't leave you. He left your mama. We love you, Dad. Whatever. Hats and T-shirts and all kind of stuff. And punchy coffee. So go to RebuildingTheMan.com/stores or JesseLeePeterson.shop. And get your cameos in for your father as well. I do them for you. Cameo, CAMEO.com/JesseLeePeterson. I do personal shout-outs for you about anything, really. CAMEO.com/JesseLeePeterson. And at 9 a.m. this morning, the Hake, H-A-K-E report coming up. The Hake report.com from 9 to 11. And at 11, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. There's no Joel Friday show anymore. No more Joel Friday TV. All right. Amazing. Let me go to Jared, our first-time caller out of Seattle, Washington. Jared, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
All right. Thank you, Jesse.
Yes, sir.
So you've been in L.A. How have the riots been?
They're fine. We're having fun.
That's Hey, Jesse, so I listened to your two pods on with the Fighters with Bryce Mitchell and James Vick, and you were talking to them about their parents and stuff, and, like, I haven't got along well with my dad for going on about 3 or 4 years now, and, like, every time he talks, I just feel like he's, like, being disrespectful or he has the wrong tone with me. And it literally just, like, enrages me and, like, ruins my whole day.
How old are you?
34.
And so give me an example of the way he speaks to you that enrages you.
Maybe he is just like, oh, come on, you hard ass, you'll be okay or whatever. And you know, instead of actually, like, basically he only talks about, like, material things like, oh, I'm working on the cabin or whatever. We got big projects coming up, but he'll never, like, talk about the past, like, the past 8 years in our family that's been really fucked up and, like, all the drama that we've been going through with everyone in the family. Like, he just acts like it didn't happen.
And so what gives you the right to be angry at him because of the way he is. Why? What gave you the right to be mad at him?
Well, that's a fantastic point.
No, that was a question.
I mean, I just feel like, you know, like I'm his, since I'm his son, he should, I felt like he should have been a stronger leader of the family. And like when we had problems with my sister and like his ex-wives, like I felt like he should have stepped up and like kept those toxic people away out of our family to keep the family strong.
And what gives you the right to be angry at him about that?
Well, I just feel like I've been cheated out of a few great years with Dad because he's been focusing on people that have actually been messing up our life.
So people like your mother and others?
Like my sister and his ex-wife.
Oh, you didn't have a mother?
I have a mother. They never got married, but they were together for like 7 years.
Oh, okay. And did he deal with your mother the right way?
I have no idea. They broke up when I was probably about one or two.
Oh, I see. So you don't really have a relationship with your father?
We used to be best friends when he was with another woman for about 10 years, and I loved this. Like, this woman was like a great mother figure. She was like a great woman.
Uh-huh.
But then he left her, and he picked up a very toxic woman, and our whole family went to crap.
Now that you're 31, what would happen if you forgave your father, realizing that he couldn't help himself just as you can't help yourself? What would happen if you forgave him and not be angry at him or anyone at all? What would happen to you?
I really tried, and then when he calls me, his tone of voice, I feel like he's trying to act all tough and act all hard, and when I feel like what our family really needs is, like, love and compassion.
But you're a grown man now. Do you need that?
You said, do I need it?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a grown man. I don't know. I feel like I lost my dad.
And so do you need love and compassion from him?
I think that would be, that's the missing key component to fix our relationship,
But if you were to forgive him, would that fix your relationship with him?
I'm sure it would.
So why don't you forgive him, knowing that he can't help himself just as you can't help yourself? Look at all the horrible mistakes you have made and how screwed up your life is.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And so your life is screwed up. What do you have you to write? Would you want your father to be angry at you about your life?
No, sir.
And why not?
Because I'm his son. I feel like he kind of has like an obligation to love me.
He doesn't have love to give you.
Why not?
Do you have love?
Do I have love?
Do you have love?
No, not really.
Why not?
I don't know.
So how are you expecting love from him when you don't have love to give?
I don't know.
Is it possible he doesn't have love to give? Your mother don't have love to give. No one has love to give. Have you ever thought about that?
Well, I know my mom loves the heck out of me because she takes care of me, like, all the time. She's helping me out. Times have been hard, and she stays, like, at the ready to, like, be my number one supporter, but he doesn't.
Your number one supporter in what way?
Like, financially?
And you're 31?
34.
And why do you call that love that your mother is always there to help you? Why do you call that love?
because she time and time again saves my ass from when I'm almost totally screwed without bill money.
But without what?
Without money for bills.
And if she loved you, would she let you suffer through that so you can overcome? Or would she save you from it so you never grow up?
Well, I've been working on my, I've been following my dreams, like trying to become a fighter. And so I haven't had much money for bills because you have to basically focus on fighting.
If your mother loved you, would she stop saving you from your misery, or would she let you suffer so you can grow up?
Well, I feel like I am growing up because I have a plan to get a CDL, and then I want to open my own gym, and she's making sure that I'm able to chase my dream without being homeless.
If your mother loved you, would she let you suffer and grow up, or would she save you and prevent you from growing up?
Well, that's a good question.
And what's the answer?
Well, I'm just trying to follow my dreams, and if my mom supports me do that, then I feel like, heck yeah, she loves me and wants her son to be happy.
If your mother loved you, would she let you find your own way and grow up, or would she get in the way and stop you from growing up?
Well, I don't know, Jesse, because like, I'm getting my CDL. I'm getting my OSHA 30 safety certification. Like, I graduated from college. Like, I'm getting a bunch of certifications.
But you're 34 years old. Why not get a job, too?
Well, I'm in the union in Seattle construction, and work about a year ago, the union worked till you just dried up.
But is that the only job in Seattle?
Well, I applied to become a cop, but I ended up making it a little bit far, and then I got booted out of that process.
If your mother were not around, God forbid if she had died, who would take care of you?
If she died, there would be a hefty sum of money coming in my will, and then I would start my gym.
That's amazing. Your mother don't love you because your mother...
What?
Yeah, she's stifling your life, and she's in the way. She's like a the government. She's stopping you from growing up because you can find your own way. You're 34 years old. You can still work on becoming a boxer or whatever, but have a job taking care of yourself. If your mother loved you, she would let you go so you can grow up and become independent.
Well,
your mother don't love you. That's hate.
What?
Yeah, that's hate. That's not love.
How's that hate?
Because she's stopping you from becoming an independent person. She is the government to you. And that's why your father didn't stay with her. He couldn't deal with the hell in your mother. And he didn't like the fact that your mother was spoiling you and preventing you from growing up, but he didn't know how to deal with her to make her stop.
Well, why couldn't he figure it out?
In the same way that you can't figure it out. Why can't you figure it out, your life?
Well...
If you want to be free, you got to forgive your mother for recreating her image and making you dependent on her. And forgive your father because he didn't know how to deal with the hell in your mother in the same way he didn't know doesn't know how to deal with the women that he are involved in now. He hates his mother as well. And forgive him. He didn't like the fact that she was spoiling you, causing you to be weak in life. He just didn't know how to stop her. Forgive him for that, and so that you could have become free and love your parents. And love is not what you think it is, but you'll be able to love them even though they have no love to give, neither one of them.
So you're saying I will have love, but they will not have love?
Unless they forgive so that God can forgive them, they won't have love. They don't have love to give you, neither one of them. They only have hate.
Why would a woman basically give money to someone she hates?
To control them and to feel a false goodness about herself. She feels like she's a good person doing that, even though she knows she's not good, and she has control over you.
So are you saying that I shouldn't be chasing my dreams, trying to open up a martial arts school?
You can open up the school, but you should also, you're 34 years old, you should be taking care of yourself financially as well and not rely on your mother or anyone.
I definitely don't plan to rely on her after I get my CDL next month and start driving a big truck. Well, she's just helping me in the meantime while I get that.
No, if you don't stop right now relying on your mother, when you get the truck license thing, you're going to still rely on her. Or you'll find another mother to rely on.
Whoa, say what?
You got to forgive you. If you want to be free, you got to forgive your mother for what she's done to you. She's made you dependent instead of independent. And contact your father and forgive him too. And once you love them by forgiving them, you're going to be fine. You're going to be free on the inside. And you're going to be surprised at the things you can do for yourself. You'll be just fine. But you got to drop the anger.
I tried to forgive my dad before.
Did you apologize to him for resenting him?
Not in those words.
So you have not forgiven him then? You're not trying to forgive him? Forgiveness is, I'm sorry for resenting you. I'm sorry for judging you. When I was a kid, I couldn't help it. But now that I'm an adult, I realize you can't help yourself, Father, just as I can help myself. And I'm sorry for resenting you. And the same thing with your mother. You need to forgive your mother for recreating you in her image. Your mother controls you. That's why she gets on your nerves at times. She's controlling you and you know it. But you're so dependent on her, you're afraid to let go of her because you're not dependent on yourself. The problem is with you. You got to drop your anger. Forgive your mother. Why haven't you forgiven your mother?
I'm not very mad at Mom.
Why haven't you forgiven her for the little mad that you have at her?
I called you about, I don't know I'm so mad at Mom. I'm more mad at Dad.
But you're only mad at your father because you've identified with your mother. You see your father through your mother's eyes and not your own. Your mother played victim, and you identified with her, and now you're mad at her as well. Why don't you forgive her?
I don't think I'm mad at her.
You are. You're mad that she made you so dependent on her.
I thought that would be more my fault than hers being dependent.
No, she did that to you when you were a kid. All your life, she played victim. She took care of you. She turned you away from your father. And now that you're an adult, You have not grown into being independent, and she made you that way while pretending that she loved you. And that's why she gets on your nerve, because you hate her. You don't love her. You know she's done this to you. But then because of your anger, you think you still need her. And that, and so you kind of, you stand up a little bit. You get, when you get angry, you don't really let it all out. Sometimes you do, but you don't want to lose her because you, in your mind, you need her.
Right.
And that's why you
don't. But also, I don't want to lose her because that'd be disrespectful. And a little. Is it not? I mean, I feel like I feel like there's a little bit of, you're supposed to respect your parents.
If you respect them, you will forgive them. You don't respect them. That's why you have not forgiven them. They have done the best they could. They gave you only what they had to give. They don't have love. And if you respected them, you would forgive them. You don't respect your parents. You hate your parents.
I hate everybody. Shoot. I don't know why I said that. Just when you said that, that just came to my mind.
Right. All you have is hatred. You're no different than your father, and you're no different than your mother. You all hate. You have no love. And that's what's driving you crazy, keeping you in fear. You can't take care of yourself because you have that hatred and you have fear. Anyone that has anger has fear. You think that, well, if I got a job, how am I going to get my CDL license? If I had a job, how do this? And it's because you have fear. You have no love, and you only have fear. I got to run, but if you want to be free, you got to go to both of your parents and apologize for resenting them. They could not help themselves. And God, don't ask for forgiveness. You apologize for resenting them, and the Father God will forgive you, and he will give you perfect peace.
I'm going to try that.
And let me know how it goes. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. But you got to forgive your mother. You hate your mother. She's turned you away from your father. She does not love you.
So, but you're saying my mother did, she was trying to control me, so that I have to forgive her for making me dependent?
100%.
Yeah, that's crazy, because I thought she was saving me from homelessness. I mean, she's just, it's not like we have millions, but she just is giving me enough money to get my bills paid all the time.
She gave you just enough to control you.
All right, thanks, Jesse. I'm going to try and swallow my pride and say an apology to my parents.
Yes, I wish you well. I got to take a break. Hate news, not the fake news. Straight back to the calls after this break. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit, and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger, because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's his nature.
Some serious mess going on in the world. CNN's morning updates. You know, I read them every morning for your fake news, not fake news, supposedly. Or is it? They totally ignore Brian Wilson's death. Rest in peace, Beach Boys man gone, Brian Wilson, at the tender age of a measly 82 years of age. It's horrible. First, Sly and the Family Stone guy, Sly Stone, and now Brian Wilson. What is this world coming to? Everybody dying. Anyway, the Jade Walker, I wonder how old she is that she completely ignores it and talks about other people I've never heard of dying. Well, rest in peace to all of them as well. And Syria women get a dress code. Are you missing Bashar al-Assad yet, ladies? Nice. And protests across the country, degenerates. This is anti-ICE mess, anti-King Trump mess. Ridiculous. There is a military parade on Saturday. Thank you, President Trump. And Gaza, an aid bus was attacked. Five killed, maybe more. Was it Hamas? That's what the aid group thinks. Terrible. And there's some judge giving that pro-Palestinian foreigner from, what is it, Colombia somewhere? Some university. Mahmoud Khalil. He's giving him habeas corpus. Please. And there's this Senegalese-Italian TikToker, Kaby Lame. I don't know. He's like the world's biggest TikToker ever, I think. But he had to leave the country because I heard that he overstayed his visa, some allege. Interesting. He was in America. Shout out. Talented guy, apparently. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, June 12th, AD 2025. There's one line open. You can call in 888-77-JESSE right now, even during fake news, not fake news. I disavow Assad as well, right? I don't know. I'm just kidding around, having fun. But anyway, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports that Syria has issued a conservative, they call it, dress code for women. You must dress modestly, ladies, if you like to be in Syria. Women who want to go swimming or just hang out by the water. From now on, women must wear burkinis, swimwear that covers their full body, like a burqa, but a kind of like a bikini, but it's a burqa. Whatever. Covers your whole body. At public beaches and pools, as well as cover-ups or robes while en route. The new regulations signed by interim Syrian President Ahmad al-Shara, two A's at the end, they reflect, according to CNN, the influence of Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, which is the Islamist coalition now leading the country's transitional government. Unclear what the repercussions will be for breaking the rules. Don't be trying them, ladies. You saw what happened to some of those people in Iran. Anyway, demonstrations against our greatest president's administration's immigration crackdown. People who support lawbreakers and illegals. Same thing, right? Have continued to spread across the United States. Totally organic. Not. On Wednesday, police in New York City, Los Angeles, Seattle, Spokane. It's not Spokane. It's Spokane. Washington. Arrested dozens of anti-ICE protesters, also known as rioters. An overnight curfew enacted for a second night in downtown L.A. to stop bad actors who are taking advantage of the president's chaotic escalation. So said L.A. evil mayor, fake mayor Karen Bass, a phony woman. And I'm embarrassed to have her as my mayor. She posted that on X. Wow, she's blaming Trump. Anyway, a similar curfew also announced in Spokane. More than 1,800 No Kings events to protest our greatest president's actions and his administrations are scheduled to take place Saturday, same day as President Trump's military parade in D.C. He's cleaning up the swamp ahead of the parade, Trump, and cleaning up the country. Trump told reporters any protesters should be prepared to be met with a show of force, which is good. And I'll have to tell you about that bus carrying those aid workers that was attacked, allegedly by Hamas, later. I'm James Hake.
had to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And the biblical question, do you think for yourself? Do you think for yourself? You can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad, no matter where you are in the world. And you don't have to wait for the show to be over. You can podcast if you're not able to sit and watch because you got to run around this morning, this evening, tonight, tomorrow morning already, whatever country you're in. By calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. And every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Are you ready? Are you ready? I don't
feel your face. He's drunk as a bastard. 888-7753-773. Let me go to James, a first-time caller out of New York. James, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, what's good, Jesse?
All is well.
Yeah. So I'm just calling to find out, like, how does a man overcome childhood traumas?
By forgiving. You got to forgive your mother and your father, and the trauma would disappear.
But I think I did forgive them because I did go to God and pray and ask for forgiveness. I also prayed. I mean, I also confronted my mother and forgave her.
You told her that?
Yeah.
What did you say to her?
I said, Mom, I forgive you for everything we've been through in our childhood, the years of fighting back and forth, you know, things like that. And, I just kind of put that behind us, you know. And I told her face-to-face. I also told her over the phone a few times. And but my father passed, so I didn't have a chance to confront him. But then recently my mom just passed, like a few months ago. So
nice. Well, good you forgave her before she expired. And are you able to give me what type of childhood trauma you had or have?
There was a lot of bickering at home, fighting with relatives, and my mom wouldn't defend me. You know, I'd always expect her to speak up for me, but she didn't.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'd have relatives always on my case. And, you know, I didn't want to fight back, you know, because I think I had given my life to Jesus, you know, when I was about 8 years old.
You gave your life to Jesus when you were eight?
Yeah, 8 or 9.
How did you do that?
Just in church, you know, just confessed.
But if you gave your life to Jesus, why don't you have perfect peace already?
No, I mean, the thing is, it was fighting for many, many years. It's not something that before. But, I mean, we've been fighting even till my adulthood. You know, we've been fighting and arguing about stuff.
You and who, your mother?
Yes, and sometimes trying to do my own thing, and she always, you know, trying to help me out and still calling me her baby and all of that. I'm like, I'm grown now. I'm calling you baby, you know.
How old are you now?
I'm 35.
And you still feel what about it?
I still feel like she made me, I still have that baby mentality that she used to always say that to me, you know.
Yeah. And how old were you when your father expired?
I was about 23.
And when you were asked your father to help you deal with her as a kid, did he help you? What did he do? Did he help you deal with her?
I mean, he'd always say, you better respect your mother.
My mother would always
complain to him about me. Say, your son, he don't respect me. He do this, he say that.
Yeah, he was afraid of her. About... That's why he couldn't help you. He was afraid of her, too. He didn't know how to deal with the hell in her. What a mess.
Yeah, and I mean, he'd always tell me that, you know, my father don't love me and all of that. That's why he left. And
Your mother hated you because you loved your father. She hated you because you looked like your father, so you remind her of him. And she hated you because you... And kids who are close to their fathers, whether the daughters or the sons, they catch the most hell from their mother, most hell because the mother hates the father, and every time she sees the children, especially if they're close to their father, she hates them too, so she's taking out on them. You realize that just, you know, you can't help, right now you can't help but feel the way you're feeling because you don't have love. Your mother didn't have any love to give you, and she did the best she could. It was wrong, it was evil, but she couldn't help it. And just as you can't help yourself, so forgive her, now that she's expired, forgive her anyway, and God will forgive you, and then forgive your father for not being able to protect you from her. He didn't forgive his mother. And every man marry his mother, and he become the boy, and she become the mother. And so they couldn't help themselves. You forgive them by realizing you're wrong for being angry at them, and God will forgive you and make you free. And the childhood trauma would disappear because the memories of the past would disappear as well. You won't even think about it anymore. And if you do think about it, it will not affect you mentally or emotionally.
Yeah, I still find that when I think about these things, they kind of slow me down sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
Even my hustle as a man, I need to be grinding. I'll be thinking about pondering on the past, and God be talking to me like, stop dwelling on the past.
Who be talking to you?
You know, God.
God?
You know. Yeah, in my heart, he'd be talking like, stop dwelling on the past.
So why don't you, when those thoughts come, why don't you just let them pass and not call them you?
I don't know how. That's how I'm calling.
Oh, okay. I want to encourage you to start doing the silent prayer. Have you tried my silent prayer yet?
I tried it a few times, you know, but I was not consistent.
And why not?
I was just dealing with a lot at that time.
So, you
know, I couldn't. Yeah.
If you do the silent prayer and watch those thoughts, when you sit quietly, God is going to bring you out of your imagination, out of the thoughts, because those thoughts are not your thoughts and they are not God's thoughts. and you keep believing them, and that's why they make you feel the way that you feel. But they're lying to you. It's not true. Whatever happened back then happened then. It's not happening now. All you have is right now, but you got to watch those thoughts. Don't call them you, and just watch them. Don't run away from them. Don't deny them. Don't fight with them. Don't call it you. And I promise you, the Father will take them all away from you and give you a clear mind. But you got to watch them. He's trying to save you from them, but you don't try to save yourself from them. You just be aware of them, and he will take them all away from you and give you a clear mind.
Mm. But I don't understand. My mom told me she loved me every day, so what you mean she don't love me? She hated me.
She hates you because she didn't have love. And those emotions that she will feel sometimes, she will feel guilty about hating you, and she would say, I love you. But she was lying. She had no love.
But my father loved you. Tell me he loved me, though.
He has no love. If he loved you, he would have protected you from your mother. He just didn't know how.
So since they all Christians, shouldn't God be showing them how to love their children?
Yeah, God is not in religion at all. And so the people who call themselves Christian is just a title and that they have identified with, but they still don't have love because they don't know God. They know about God. They read the Bible about him. They hoop and holler and pray and shout about him. But knowing about God is not knowing God. It's just like knowing about anybody else, and it does you no good. They know about God, but they don't know God, so they don't have love. Christians don't have love. They're as miserable as you are right now.
I would say to her, like, I need to go for counseling, and she'd tell me, don't go for counseling. Just go to God. And I'm like, I've been going to God, but I still feel I need counseling. So what's your take on that?
She didn't love you. She wanted you to stay in your hell because she was in hell. So you got to forgive her. She did the best she could. She had no love. She hated her mother. She hated your father. She hated all men. And she hated herself. And she loved the control she had on you. She loved making you happy and making you miserable.
Mm.
And if you notice, you said you became a Christian at 8 years old, right?
Yeah.
But yet you've been miserable all your life. Have you wondered if you're a Christian, why haven't God answered your prayers?
I've been praying to God, like, why don't you free me from this mindset?
Right.
Why is it, lingering so many years? I don't understand.
And have you thought, you know what, God, I've been praying to you for years to free me from this, and I'm still not free. Have you ever wondered that?
I've been wondering.
Yeah.
That's why I thought maybe talk to some counselors and see, because, you know, sometimes I've been in my head for too long, and you repeat the same cycle.
Yes.
You get nowhere.
Yeah.
So I've been reading some scriptures that say you got to seek counseling within the body. You know, and not rely on your own, thoughts.
Now you got to let go. You got to let go. God said to present your body a living sacrifice unto him. What he mean is you got to let him take over and destroy the darkness of your imagination and emotions. And he will. You got to be aware of them. But do nothing about it. Don't call them you. And I promise you, he will clear your mind and give you his mindset, and you'll be free. Right now, you have the mind of evil, of Satan, because you have identified with him. And so he will set you free from thoughts. All thoughts are all lies. But you got to do the silent prayer. Be aware of those thoughts and emotions. And do nothing about them. Don't call them you. And that's what it means to surrender. And he will take them away from you.
Weren't these thoughts put in by people?
I'm sorry?
Around me? Where did the thoughts come from? Weren't they put in by the negative people around me?
No, they were put in when you, because you were innocent until you, the first time you became angry at your mother, that's when everything changed. That's how those thoughts were put there, is when you became angry. Satan made a home in your mind. And those thoughts are from him. And in all your life, you've been overreacting, thinking that you were being hurt, but you really were overreacting, giving life to the devil. Because the devil wants you to overreact. He wants you to be mad. He wants you to blame others because he knows that he's the one that's controlling you, but he wants you to think that it's coming from other people. It's coming from him.
So I know Jesus says must forgive them any time seven. Is it that simple?
Yes. When you forgive your parent, they can help themselves. God will forgive you, and you will live a life of forgiveness. And no matter what happens out there in the world, it will not bother you at all. No one will be able to touch you. They'll try to hurt you, but it won't bother you at all because you will have understanding. And inside of your mind, you will have understanding. And so when thoughts do come, you won't believe them. You see them, but you won't identify with them. And eventually, you're going to live without thoughts.
And so how do we seek first the kingdom and its righteousness?
By forgiving your parents, so he will forgive you, and start living from within, so you can see the not you. You are not your thoughts. And when you see that, you are in the kingdom already. And the Father will take care of you because you're back home. And you put him first by practice being aware. And you're with him. You will have his mindset.
Okay. And so what about praying every day? Because I pray every day.
I know, but your prayers are in vain because you're praying to the devil.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on. Now you're killing me.
That's why your prayers have not been answered. Even though the devil would give you, let's say you pray for a car or you pray for a wife or you pray for a house or something, he would give you that pretending to be God, but you would still be miserable in that house with that wife, with that car. You would still have no peace. So the devil would answer your prayers in that way, but you still would have no peace. And that's why your prayers have not been answered, because you've been praying to the devil.
How do we pray to God?
By being still and living from within, being aware of this false self that has made a home inside of you. And you're praying to God by being aware, being conscious of God, being in the present where he is.
Because, I mean, the Bible talks about praying all the time. It says you got to pray. So
that's what it means to be Don't forget to be present at all time. Don't forget to be aware. And that's how you pray without ceasing, by being present rather than in your head, thinking about the past or the future and one with evil. In God, there is no past. There is no future. All you have is right now. But in Satan, there's a past and a future. He's about time. So he tried to keep you where he is in time rather than allowing you to be in presence of God, because he has to leave. The darkness cannot handle the light. It has to depart from you.
Yeah, I have been overreacting because, you know, I feel like I'm always being careful who I keep my surroundings, watching my surroundings, who I make friends with and all that.
You got to stop overreacting. You got to watch those thoughts. Don't overreact. Don't call them you. The so-called good thoughts, happy thoughts, those are lies. They're not you. And the bad thought, like just the devil build you up, make you feel happy, feel good. Soon you're happy. He tear you down, make you think about something in the past. Now you feel bad. And then once you're feeling bad, he build you up again by giving you a false sense of goodness. And then and after a while, you want to jump off a bridge somewhere. Because you believe that all emotions are not all those emotions are from hell. They're not from heaven.
Mm.
God didn't say he would bring you happiness. He said he would bring you peace.
Mm.
So if you do the silent prayer, be aware of those thoughts, but don't call them you. Don't fight with the devil in your head, and don't fight with the devil inside of other people. I promise you, you're going to be fine. You will have an amazing life. But you got to be still and let God do it through you and for you. There's nothing you can do about it. You don't even know what to pray for. You don't know what to ask for. You don't even know what you want. That's why he said, be still, and I'll take care of all that. You don't know what to ask for. And so you've been asking in vain, and that's why your prayers have not been answered, because you've been praying to the devil. It's all about you.
I mean, I say the Lord's Prayer, like Jesus says, you must don't say vain repetitions. I mean, I do the Lord's Prayer a lot. Is that wrong?
No, that's not wrong. But do the silent prayer, be still, and he will take care of you. He already know what you need. He already know what you want. He will take care of you.
I mean, Solomon prayed for wisdom.
Who?
So if Solomon.
Where is Solomon now?
You killed me, Jesse.
Oh, what a mess. And he will give you wisdom. There's nothing wrong with, hey, God, I want some of your wisdom there, you know. But you be still and know him, and he will give you wisdom. And that's what will carry you through life.
All right. Because now I'm, like, trying to just finish, just graduate. I'm trying to get, find jobs and things like that.
You don't have a job right now?
I just left my job last month because it was a school job. Now I'm in the real world. Now I got to find jobs and things like that.
Yeah, so get a job. Do the silent prayer. Get a job and just live. Don't think about the past. Let the past be. It doesn't exist anymore. Don't think about the future. And just one day at a time, don't try to be like anyone. Don't compare yourself to anyone. And just move on with your life. Forget about your family, because they don't love you either. They have no love. And just live your life. Just don't be angry. There's never, ever, ever, but never, ever, ever a reason to be angry. Angry people are evil. That's why God said an angry man is a murderer. And so don't trust. He tell you not to trust an angry person.
But what about be angry but sin not? What about that scripture?
It means that you're going to see injustice, but you won't hate what you see. You will be protected from it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you judge what you see, you're subject to it because you are playing God.
This sounds a little complicated.
In what way?
Because, it's, you know, in the church, we taught to pray and pray and pray.
And look how messed up the church is.
And now you're telling me to be silent, so it brings a lot of confusion.
God tell you to be still. He said you don't know what to pray for. And when you pray vanity.
So you say I shouldn't pray?
No.
Verbally, I shouldn't pray?
Here's what I recommend. Do your little hooping and hollering verbal and prayer stuff. And when you're done hooping and hollering, be still and know God. And you'll see the right way to go.
Okay.
You've been hooping and hollering all your life. It haven't done anything for you.
Okay. I'll try that.
Yeah, do the silent prayer, rebuildingman.com/prayer. And when the thoughts of anger come, just don't call it you. Be aware of it. Don't run away from it. Don't deny that it's there, but just watch it and do not call it you. You can remind yourself, I see those thoughts, but that's not me. I feel the pain in my body, but that's not me. I'm not my body. I'm not the pain. I'm not the thoughts. And you won't have to say that to yourself eventually, but you want to stop identifying with evil.
Okay. step at a time, Jesse.
Absolutely. One step at a time. You're forgiving your parents. Now you do the silent prayer and practice being present. Whenever you're caught up in your head, just become back to be aware of your body or something that's in the present, and you'll be fine. You really will be fine.
So even when the thoughts don't go, I should just keep hustling?
Yes. When they don't go, just be aware of them, but go to work, eat your dinner, do what you're doing, but don't complain about them. Don't do anything about them, but be aware, and don't call them you, but be aware. And it's the awareness, which is the light of God, that will destroy the darkness. The thoughts are the darkness of evil. And the light will destroy the darkness because the darkness hate the light. It will have to leave your body, and they don't want to leave because evil lives inside of human beings. And they don't want to leave a human body. But they're going to have to leave you because the light is shining on the darkness, and the darkness has no authority.
And so you recommend I do the silent prayer every day?
100%.
For how long?
Well, you could start out 5, 10, 15 minutes, and you grow into eventually do 30 minutes. It's going to be difficult in the beginning because you've been one with your thoughts, and all of a sudden you're going to see all these thoughts, and it's going to bring anxiety to you and all that kind of stuff. But you watch them anyway, and don't call them you, and they will disappear.
Okay, I'll try that.
Yeah, give it a good try. Stay with it. And if you go in and out of your head 1,000 times a day, you come back 1,000 times until eventually you won't be going in and out like that. You will have no thoughts. You will live by the wisdom that you ask God for, that Solomon had. You will have it too.
All right.
But you got to surrender and let God take those things out of you. Anyone that's depressed, angry, lonely, stressed, suicidal thought, anger and all that, they are evil because they are one with Satan. And Satan, there's nothing but depression and all that. He has no peace. So everyone that has anger, they're one with Satan, and they have his nature, so they're just like him. They're like their father, the devil.
Because I'm at a stage now where I'm trying to, you know, get my life together and find a spouse, but I don't want to find a spouse still having this mindset, you know.
Don't look for no spouse. You only seek the kingdom of God in his right way, and he will add unto you what is meant for you to have. Because if you try to find a spouse, you're putting that before God, and she will become your God, and she will destroy you.
So I mean, those desires of those manly desires, we should just overlook them in the meantime.
Those are not manly desires. Those are evil desires.
Wanting a spouse,
right? It's because something else is missing in you, and the devil tell you, if you get a wife, you'll feel better. You get a children, you're going to be a better parent than your children. I mean, than your parent, and you get the kids and you screw them up. Because you're consulting with the devil again, and he's just one telling you what you need to do next, and then you do it, and then you screw them up, and then the devil laugh at you. And then you consult with the devil again when you find out you married the devil, that woman from the devil. And the devil tell you, well, get yourself another wife. This one ain't no good. Get another one. And you go and get another one. And then you realize you got the same thing. And the devil laugh at you again.
But the scripture says, he who finds a good thing.
Right.
Finds a wife, finds a good thing.
But don't look for it. He'll add it unto you. Seek first the kingdom of God along with nothing else or no one else. And he'll take care of you. But if you look for those things, you're going to find them, but you'll be miserable. You will never have peace. He'll add unto you. He knows better. He knows what love is. I got to run, but call. Let me know how it goes.
Steve, thank you.
Thank you so much, Jesse.
All right, bye.
How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this.
I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Brand new episode of the FallenState.tv tomorrow, Friday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, at 11 a.m. I had a very interesting discussion with Kristen Van Nett. And she is a feminist author, comedian, and actress. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Women are looking for love, but they're looking for a father's love.
Is it women who are looking for a daddy? My current partner is very comfortable with my goals.
Partners sound like a gay relationship.
Oh, we're not a gay relationship, so.
Do you love Trump?
No.
Do you have anger?
Yeah, definitely.
Are you a feminist?
Yeah.
Are you a real woman?
I don't know. What's a real woman?
Do you have a degree?
Yeah, I don't have a doctor's degree, though.
What the? Amazing. You're going to enjoy it. It's very interesting. It really is. And you can become a member of the FallenState.tv right there on the YouTube channel or locals.com. You can support us there as well. All right? And get your Father's Day gifts. Father's Day is Sunday. And we have all type of merch for you, including Punchy's Coffee. Go to rebuildingaman.com/stores, rebuildingaman.com/stores, or jessalinepeterson.shop. All right? And a cameo, shout out to your dad. I'll do the shout outs for you. Any kind of shout out, birthdays, congratulations, encouragement, and Father's Day shout outs. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, all right? Shout out to your dad. Amazing. Let me go to first-time caller out of Los Angeles, John. John, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, John?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Now I can. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to show you that you do not know what you are talking about. And we're going to show and prove that with the Word of God, because we cannot go wrong with the Word of God, the Bible. We can't go wrong with that. Now, the Bibles tell us in the beginning, God created Adam. Adam didn't know what was going on. He didn't have no clue. But God told Adam, if you touch a tree, I will kill you. The day you touch this tree, you will die. Now, Adam didn't know about death. He didn't know anything about death. He didn't know nothing. And let the Bible prove that. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 22, thus saith the Lord, see, man has become one of us, knowing good from evil. See, before that, he didn't know about evil. He didn't know about right or wrong. So God is very unjust, very clear. And I hope you and the rest of the people of the world can see that.
Did God it's not say, even don't nothing. Touch the tree or don't eat from it?
It didn't matter. He said, touch, eat, whatever. He said,
did
the
God
day you
say,
touch
don't
it,
touch from it or don't eat from it?
Don't eat from the tree.
Why you say he said don't touch it?
Okay, because that's touching the tree.
But,
if you're going to pick up...
He didn't say don't touch the tree.
Okay, whatever he said, Jess, y'all need to understand.
But why
that
you
is
say
very
whatever
clear.
He said? You supposed to be you supposed to be quoting the Bible to us. You quoting us on whatever he said?
See, now you want to come off of topic.
No,
let's stay
I'm
right
sitting
there,
on
Jeff.
Top. I'm just saying you the one quoting the Bible. You talking about God said don't touch the tree. He said don't eat from the
right.
tree.
Okay, don't eat from the tree. Don't touch the tree. The day you eat of it, you shall surely die. But Adam didn't even know what death was.
Right.
Do you agree?
Yes.
Do you agree?
Yes. And that's what
okay.
made men and women think that they are God, because at one time, Adam only knew good, God, his father.
Okay.
And he didn't make
okay.
decisions. He didn't judge. But then when he listened to the woman and he mm-hmm. And he turned away from the father, the woman became his God. Then he knew
uh-huh.
he knew evil. And so he started to play God by judging good and evil. And that's
uh-huh.
what the problem, that's why it became a problem.
Okay, but see, the point, Jess, what I'm trying to get you to see and the rest of the world, that God is very immoral. He's not a good God.
He what?
Because you cannot judge nobody that don't know. That's just like me with a child. If I have a one-year-old child, Jess, and he take a crayon or she take a crayon and write on the white wall of my living room and just write all on it, I can't hold that child responsible, because the child didn't know that it was doing right or wrong. It didn't have no knowledge.
So it's the same thing with Adam. You said God is no good.
No, yes, God cannot be just to judge Adam and say, look, if you touch this, I'm going to kill you. How can you do that, God, and Adam don't know about right or wrong?
He didn't say he was going to kill you. He said don't eat from the tree, because he understood
right.
that the tree was evil and that he would even, had Adam never listened to Eve, everything would be fine. But he listened to the woman. That's why everybody is suffering. Am I right about that?
No, that's wrong, Jess, because what I just
it's
said
Jesse,
is
not
God
Jess.
Cannot.
Hey. It's
God
Jesse.
Cannot
John,
do that.
John.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
It's not Jess. It's Jesse.
Jesse. Okay, my bad. Sorry about that.
Okay.
So what I'm saying,
so,
Jesse.
Did God punish Adam because he listened to the woman?
According to the Bible, yes, he listened to the woman.
Right, and as,
right?
As
but I don't want to go off topic, though. I don't want to go off topic.
As a result of listening to the woman, is it true
uh-huh.
that every time the man listens to the woman, now he suffers?
No, he does not, because
he
the woman
suffer.
Is the first. The woman is the first teacher of every man.
That's
your mother.
The problem.
Do you agree?
That's the problem.
Do you agree?
Do you
agree?
She does teach him, but she screw him up because she's evil.
I'm asking you, okay, Jesse, let me ask you, who taught you about God?
The mother, that's the problem.
Okay, see, that's the first teacher of the planet Earth,
but
the mother.
But isn't it true that she's evil?
Definitely not. The mother is not evil.
Why do you say she's
the
not
woman,
evil?
Because the woman will give her life for you with no problem. If you are at a gun, if they finna shoot you down, your mother, with no doubt, would step and say, listen, I will take my child's place. Please, let me do this.
It's not
a problem.
Is Satan the woman's God?
What's that?
Is Satan the woman's God?
No, sir. What,
when,
the woman
so
is, don't
remember,
have anything to do with Satan.
Remember when the woman was one with her husband and who loved
uh-huh.
his father? They were one, they were all
uh-huh.
three, and she knew no evil, right?
Yes,
and then she,
the woman
devil
was
had,
one.
The devil had tempted Adam, but Adam resisted the temptation. But then
the
he
woman,
went and tempted Eve, and Eve eventually gave in to the devil, and as a result, she would no longer listen to her husband because she had become evil. Satan had become her God. Is that true?
No, sir.
So because when she the listened woman, to the devil, woman, he did not become her God?
Let me show you. No, that's not true, because what
well,
the devil
go
actually
back
did.
To what you said about God being evil or no good or something. Why do you think God is no good?
It's because it's very simple, Jess. How can God judge Jesse? Excuse me, my bad again. I apologize.
Okay.
How can God judge Adam when Adam had no knowledge of good and evil?
He did not judge Adam.
Yes, he did. He
God
said,
does
"If
not
you touch
judge,
the tree,
you're assuming that.
If you touch the tree, you shall surely die."
Right, but
how
he
can
didn't
you
judge
do that, God?
He didn't judge him. What how, it meant was, how, what does that mean when he said you will surely die?
He said he will stop breathing. That's what death means, right? You're no longer breathing. Your heart is no longer moving.
No, that's not death, man.
What's death?
Death is when you die from God by becoming angry. You no longer have a relationship with God. You become unconscious, and your relationship is with evil, with Satan, and not with God.
Well, you know,
is that
you
true
know, this
or not?
Devil,
is that true or not?
That's absolutely false, Jesse. Absolutely.
Are you a preacher?
Now, am I a preacher?
Yeah.
No, I don't consider myself a preacher.
Are you a black Jew or something?
I am definitely not an Israelite. I am definitely not a Jew.
Oh.
I consider myself a black person that loves to teach the people, because guess what? I can be an honest teacher, or I can be a devil teacher.
Well, right now, you're being a devil teacher.
Okay, so guess what I'm doing, Jess? I'm teaching, right? Am I teaching?
Listen.
Am I teaching the people how not to be?
No.
What am I doing?
Deceiving them.
Okay, am I teaching somebody
I gotta go,
not
John,
to be that way?
John, I got to run.
Okay, I know. That's wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, have a good day,
you,
brother.
Okay.
No doubt.
Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on IG, Madeline asks how to
ask
regarding how people, you mentioned in church that people are addicted to the false self.
Right.
How to overcome that addiction?
By becoming aware of it. When you become aware of the not you, the thoughts and emotions, and don't call them you, don't try to get rid of it, don't deny that you're feeling this way, it will be taken away from you. The awareness will change it. Most people won't stay present. They won't stay aware. That's why it's not changing. But if you stay present, it will change.
R.H. Hernandez, the fourth, five coffees, no message.
Thank you.
JLA9X40 is a new member on the Jesse Lee Peterson channel.
Right on. Thank you.
Shout out to the coffee buyers, buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk.
Right on. Thank you.
Different
Amazing.
From Punchy's Coffee. This is Super Chats.
Right.
Free your mind, three coffees morning, y'all. I'm a 54-year-old man working on myself, doing what is right, seeking the truth. My issue is I lack motivation. Any advice to get myself motivated again? Wish y'all well.
Overcome the anger. Really. If you overcome that anger, you're going to have the real energy that comes from above, and you'll do whatever you need to do, whatever you got, 24 hours a day if you need to. But you got to overcome the anger. Drop the anger. Amazing. Thank you.
David, Jesse, if these activities in L.A. and other cities are just protests, I'd hate to see what a riot would look like. What a mess.
Me too. Burning, destroying, and they call it a protest. I haven't seen proof of it yet, that some of those protesters are being paid to protest. They're making, I saw one guy on some show he does or something, and he said that he make $150 a day to go protest. So somebody paying these people to do this, this ain't real. Meaning they're not out there on their own. They're doing it for the money, and most of them can't see what they're doing anyway. Amazing. Thank you.
Someone on the BQ, do you think for yourself? No. If I have to think, that's the devil. God's voice is a knowing. For example, two switches in a room. One turns on the light, the other doesn't. I automatically know which switch turns on the light. No thinking required in life, period. You understand that as the evil voice gets weaker.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
David asks, when will I have...
Ask!
Quoting... When will I have peace? You can turn back to the Father now and have perfect peace right now. It's truly amazing.
Amazing. Drop the anger. You shall have peace. You're never going to have peace as long as you have anger, because anger is evil. And you're one with Satan. You're one with evil when you have anger. So you got to drop the anger. Amazing. Thank you.
Stephanie M., do you believe in reincarnation?
I don't. You know, I know people who totally believe that it's possible. I have a good friend who believes it's possible. So I don't know about that, but I neither believe it or doubt it. But I do hear people say things like that. So I don't know. Amazing.
KOC on Pilled gifted the can. Jesse calling it out like it is. God bless y'all.
And thanks for your support. I appreciate it.
Mikey Baseball 93 on Pilled. Morning, Jesse.
Good morning. Amazing. Thank you.
Age of Inversion on Rumble, monthly supporter. One of those No Kings protests on Saturdays happening a few towns over. Should I drive past and throw some salutes and yell, Hail Ice?
I wouldn't. They may throw a rock at you.
Indeed.
Amazing. These people are like dangerously evil, and they throw rocks. They don't even mind throwing rocks at the police, and the police are just doing their job. But I wouldn't take that risk. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet on D-Live Coonan.
All the way. Amazing. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet on Pilled gifted the cookie collar at 34. If you want to fight, put your head up your something and fight for air. LOL, beta mommy's boy.
Thank you.
Joel or Joel Eklund. Where did Joel Friday go?
He's not here. He's not doing the show anymore. So,
Mark, forgiveness is part of knowing at God, having a renewed heart of God's grace and mercy. Thanks, Bond. Strong heart. Thanks, Idea. Also, happy birthday, Marty.
Right on. Thank you.
Party.
Amazing.
JV, the great three coffees. Biblical question.
Do you think for yourself?
If I thought for myself, I'd choose not to think at all, only for day-to-day conscious life decisions. So no, I don't think for myself. I can't choose not to. All thoughts are lies all the time. JLP voice.
Amazing. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
And Jermaine on the BQ, do you think for yourself? Quote, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways. I mean, your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, my thoughts than your thoughts.
Amazing. Thank you.
Zit. Jesse, I hear your words, but I like...
Okay.
Jesse, I hear your words, but I let them go in one ear, out the other, for the seed must die to bear fruit. Tell yo, lil fans.
Amazing. Thank you.
Some will have ears to hear, says a follow-up. Zit.
Right on.
Super
Thank
chat.
You.
Eli P. Blatts, like John, are the reason they don't let them read.
What the? Thank you.
Women will teach the world. Eric, three copies.
That's crazy. A lot of black men, especially, and women, have been taught by their mothers and other black women that the black woman is saying the word. That's your first teacher. That's the problem. Your mother's so evil that the moment you pop out of church, out of her womb, she takes you to church. Try to save you from the evil that she's created in you. What the? Thank you.
Aries One gifted the shades over on Pilled. Thank you, as always, sir.
Amazing. Thank you.
Eric, three coffees. Protesters are mentally ill. Protesters are terrorists. Protesters are Democrats.
Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony on Cash App. That's Bond JLP on Cash App. Quiet the riot when people are defiant. USA, USA.
Thank you, Anthony. That's right.
And he also says with the follow-up, don't be touching that tree, Jesse. What the?
I can't believe that guy was saying
God's no woman and the woman's, I mean, God's no good and the woman's great. Kamala voter.
Amazing point. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. That may be all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Let me go to Canada and talk to Chris. Hey, Chris, you're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how's it going?
Amazing.
Amazing, yes, sir. Well, I had a little bit of an issue with the Bible since it's Bible Thumper Thursday.
Bible Thumper and, Thursday, yes.
Yes. And I'm kind of like a former Bible thumper.
Mm-hmm.
And so the other day I had a little bit of an issue. I tend to blame God when, you know, bad things happen, which is not right. And so I basically ended up tearing up a Bible and spit on it. And I just went, honestly, it felt like I was possessed. It was crazy. And now I'm kind of feeling guilty about it. I don't really know how to deal with it. It's kind of a weird thing that happened.
So you were mad at the Bible, you destroyed the Bible, and now you feel guilty about it?
Yeah, because, you know, I've like I said, I was indoctrinated like a lot of people, and I believe in God, I believe in Jesus and all of that.
Right.
Was
it your Bible?
Many... Pardon me?
Was it your Bible?
Yes, sir, yeah.
So why you feel guilty about destroying your own book?
Well, I just felt like symbolically it just wasn't right. You know, like...
But it's just a book. It's a meaningful book, but it's a book. Why would you feel bad about destroying a book? Any day now, I will hear you say, John, I mean, Chris... Oh, his phone dropped. Hold on, Chris. Sound like your phone. You, it sound like you're on mute or something. Hold on. I'm going to let Derek check it out. I'll come back to you. Let me go out to Georgia. Georgia, oh, my. Mimi. I have a friend, Mimi. Mimi, welcome to the show. I can't hear her either.
Oh, maybe there's something with
her. Hold on, Mimi. Don't hang up. Hold on. It may be on our end or something.
Because let's find out from Derek after he finished talking with Chris.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that.
There's something going on with the phone, guys. Don't hang up. Mimi, don't hang up. What?
Not necessarily. We just heard that dial tone.
It may not be on our end?
Correct. I'm trying to find out from Derek here in a sec.
Okay, Derek.
See if he hears them. That'll give me more info.
Amazing. Derek can't hear him either.
He says he can't hear them?
Right.
Okay, we got to reset the lines.
Okay, we got to reset
the
lines.
Call us back at 5 minutes, within 5 minutes.
What?
Call us back in just a few minutes, please.
All right, so we're going to reset the phone. And so if you hang up, call us back. And we'll get right to your call. It's a good time that it's happening while we're on a break. One more hour to go. Call us back. We're resetting the phones. And call us back. And I got to take a break. One more hour to go. The fake news, not the fake news, is coming right now. And I'll be back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Thank you.
There's vaccine propagandists, and then there's RFK Jr., who's done some dismissals and appointments at Health and Human Services or CDC or something. And what else is going on? Film mogul Harvey Weinstein has been partially Me Too'd all over again by apparently, pardon me, a majority female jury in court. What a mess. Can't tell what the truth is with that type of situation. An India plane crash, as you heard, with 242 people aboard. You heard that in the first hour, was headed for London. Terrible. I think the feet per minute decline should have been feet per second in that little news report. So it might have been a mistake by that reporter lady that you heard in the clip in the first hour there. This is the end of hour two of the JLP show. We are/have reset the lines. So you can start. So some of you are getting back in there. There is one line open. You can call in during Hake News, Not Fake News. And JLP will be right back for the third hour. After that, the Hake Report. And then after that, American Anchor, baby. Okay? Nice. No more Jewel Friday TV. All right? Gaza. A bus carrying more than two dozen workers from the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, a controversial U.S. and Israeli-backed aid initiative, attacked late Wednesday. We're still gathering facts, but what we know is devastating. At least five fatalities, multiple injuries. Some of our team members may have been taken hostage, so said the GHF in a statement. The aid group accused Hamas of carrying out the assault. They have not yet responded to allegations, at least not as of early this morning, late last night. The GHF established amid Israeli accusations that Hamas is stealing aid in Gaza and profiting off its sale, but the organization has been controversial from the get-go and criticized by multiple international aid agencies, probably because they want in on the action, right? They're probably biased, is my guess. I don't know. Also, Wednesday night, the Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, and Shin Bet Security Agency announced the recovery of two deceased hostages during a military operation. Meanwhile, in America, in immigration, better known as invasion, a federal so-called judge granted Mahmoud Khalil's habeas corpus petition and blocked the Trump administration, our greatest president, from continuing to detain the former Columbia University graduate student, whatever that was. During the 2024 demonstrations on campus, you know, these pro-Palestinian degeneracy, Khalil served as a liaison between students protesting the treatment of Palestinians in Gaza and school administrators. Mahmoud Khalil was one of the first in a series of high-profile arrests of pro-Palestinian student activists caught up in Trump's efforts to crack down on anti-Semitism. All one word, no hyphen. That's a CNN's word, right? Fake word. On college campuses, and his detention sparked protests across the United States in 3 months. He was imprisoned. In the 3 months he was imprisoned in Louisiana, Mahmoud Khalil, he missed his own graduation and the birth of his first son. In other immigration news, Khabi Lame, I don't know, he's black, Senegalese, and he went to Italy when he was like one, the world's, and lived in public housing. But anyway, very popular TikTok personality, talented guy, goodwill ambassador for UNICEF. He left the United States after being detained at the airport by immigration agents in Vegas for allegedly overstaying his visa. Typical young man. He's like 25-ish. And vaccines. Earlier this week, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. dismissed the entire panel of vaccine advisors, as you may have heard, that guides the CDC on vaccine schedule and required coverage of immunizations. Wednesday, he appointed eight new members, including several prominent critics, or at least a few, critics of the government's China virus response. They call it COVID-19. RFK Jr.'s overhaul of the panel drew rebukes from physicians, nurses, for former health officials, and the American Medical Association, none of which are necessarily to be trusted, okay? The AMA adopted a resolution calling for Kennedy to reverse this decision. Because they're talking about, oh, preventable illnesses are going to increase with lower vaccine rates. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP, Hour 3.
to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. The phones are now working again. 888-777-5373. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, do you think for yourself? Do you think for yourself? You can podcast all the shows, and if you're too busy to just sit and watch it, you still can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bund JLP Cash App. Bund JLP Cash App. Bund JLP Cash App. All right. Amazing. It's Thursday. We take all calls, but we also set aside, because we love the Bible Thumpers, time for the Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. Look at, turn around and look at these people.
What?
From the Lord.
I got Lord. One
from the Lord. I'll go back to Washington. Oh, yes, I will. I'm a Southern Baptist. They don't believe in tongues.
That
but
is
God
bastard.
Did it. I want it.
Amazing. Bible Thumper Thursday. 888-7753-773. Let me go back to Canada and finish up with Chris. Chris, something happened on the phone. I'm in here, so let's see here. Hey, Chris?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you feel bad about destroying your Bible, and why did you feel bad about destroying a book?
So you brought up a good point that it is just a book.
Yeah.
It's a very good book.
Yes.
But for me, it was like the symbol of it. And also my state of mind was, it was anger towards God. Like I shouldn't have. And I don't like, it was almost as if I was possessed. Like I was so upset with God. It didn't make any sense.
And why are you mad at God?
Well, I think it's because sometimes things don't go the way that you plan in life. And sometimes rather than taking responsibility, it seems to be easier to blame it on someone else or God, right?
I understand. And what would happen in life if you had no plans?
I guess I'd sit around and wait for a plan.
Why? What's the purpose of having plans in life? Except for I plan to go to vacation. I plan to, you know, things like that. But why do you need plans in life?
I guess just to have sort of like a compass, like a direction sort of thing, right?
But how does plan give you a direction?
Give me kind of an area to start working on or going towards.
But why do you need that? Why not just do what's in front of you?
That's a good point, but the thing
that
is,
was a question.
Yeah, I love when you do that. Yeah, what was that question again? Why do I not do what's in front of me?
Why don't you just do what's in front of you? Why do you need a plan?
Probably because of my thoughts that are interfering with just being in the moment.
And so why don't you let them go and stop identifying with them? Because you're right about that, but why? And you've been taught all your life to have a plan, and all you... Your parents have taught you that. The world have taught you that. And all they have taught you was to suffer in life because plans don't work. You don't need a plan. You just need to live.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful, to be honest, but it's very, very difficult to do that.
Why? How you know it's difficult? You never done it.
Well, there's been times in my life where I didn't really have a plan, and I literally just kind of sat around on the couch all day for like a month or 2 months.
So why do you need to go to work?
Let's say I was laid off or quit a job, or there were no jobs like during COVID lockdowns and things like that. Not having a plan is kind of scary, I guess you could say.
And who is scared?
I would think that not I, because I don't really know who I am, but I guess the observer of the thoughts and the plans is the problem.
And who is scared?
It's probably an illusion. It's probably not real, I think. But I don't know how to, I don't know how to really get past it when I'm in that moment.
You get past it by not believing them, you see them, the thoughts, but don't believe them. Don't be one with them. And you get past it. And when you say you were mad at God and then you tore up your Bible, who was mad at God?
Well, in the moment, like I mentioned, it felt like it wasn't me or whatever I am, but it felt like a possession. Like it was just anger at such a level that it was irrational, didn't make any sense. It didn't feel like that would come from God. It came from something else that's, just not so, a little bit darker.
And you're right about that. So why did you say, I am mad at God?
Right. So do you think that
No, that was a question.
I really like how you whittle down that piece of wood until it gets down to the fine point. I like that. It's hard to dig deep, but I guess I would be like the observer of thoughts, and the thoughts, as I'm learning right now, are kind of not of me. I keep going in a circle of back to they're not of me, but then who am I, right? So it's like a circle. You just keep going around. It's hard.
The observer never get angry. It's the one that cannot observe or is not observer that get angry. And so if you stay present, there would be no such thing as anger. What would happen if Chris disappeared? What would happen if you disappeared?
I have no idea.
So why don't you disappear and find out?
Disappear. Okay.
Why are you afraid to disappear? Why do you keep holding on to this false self?
I guess because I think maybe it feels secure to have this false identity, maybe, where you're like, oh, that's who I am. And then that brings security to people, maybe.
I noticed that all angry people are afraid. They're afraid holding on to the anger, and they're afraid to let the anger go. You're living in fear because it is an illusion.
Okay, so now with the whole situation with God, I mean, I feel embarrassed at how upset I was, but I guess I'll take it. I'll take your advice to heart, and I'll try to stay more present.
You know why you feel embarrassed?
Well, who's the one feeling embarrassed?
You feel embarrassed because you're on an ego trip. You think that there is a you to judge. You think there is a you to feel embarrassed. There is no you to feel embarrassed, and there is no you to judge. All that is ego, too. You're on such an ego trip.
Absolutely, yeah. I agree with that. Yeah.
So the devil tempts you, accuses you, and then he condemns you. And you think that is you. You're playing the game with the devil. Anyone who think that they can be embarrassed, anyone who think that they can judge is playing God. There's no you to do any of those things. That's still an egotistical person.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. Yeah. And so I just put myself in situations where normally that would be embarrassing and just sort of like deal with it and be in that moment and be like, oh, that wasn't so bad.
Well, you don't have to put yourself in situations, but don't run from them. And when you feel the pain, you should count it all joy when you feel the sting of emotions, fear, loneliness, doubt, anxiety, worry, all that. You should be count that as joy. Don't do anything about it, and just see it in the light that you're looking, that it causes you to see, is destroying the darkness. It's just dark, evil. All those emotions are evil. And it's not you. It made a home of your mind and body emotions, but it's not you at all. In all your life, you've been identifying one with the devil. You and the devil are one. That okay. is the nature of the devil. Emotions, good or bad emotions, worry, anxiety, stress, suicidal thoughts, false identities are all the nature of the devil. And that's what the Father is trying to take away from you, that old nature, which is not yours. But you got to stop calling it you.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for that. That's going to help. I'm going to meditate on that for a bit, and I don't want to take up too much more time because I'm sure there's more people that want to speak with you, but I appreciate that. Thank you.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Say, are you doing the silent prayer every day?
Yeah, I do it every morning now. Yeah.
Okay. And at night?
I haven't been doing it at night, so maybe that's a good idea.
You tried to trick me. You'd be like, yeah, I do it every morning.
You got me.
Morning and night, buddy.
All right, that's awesome. Okay, well, you guys stay safe in LA, and hopefully Donald Trump slaps those little babies around and ends this soon.
Absolutely. All right. And you stay with the silent prayer. Stay present. Practice staying present. And stop calling evil you.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Jesse. Have a great day.
All right, buddy. Amazing. All right. Right now. Let's go and talk to your friend, my friend, and the world's friend, Mimi, out of Georgia. Georgia on my mind. Mimi.
Hi, Jesse.
How are you?
I am great. How are you?
Amazing.
Good.
Nice.
Okay, so first of all, I missed your birthday, so happy birthday, Jesse.
Thank you very much. It was amazing.
I'm sure it was. And it's interesting because the last call actually kind of answered my question that I had.
Yes.
And then kind of circled back, which is very interesting. Hold on. Sorry, my car wanted to switch to the whatever. So my question was, will there ever come a time where you reach or one would reach the same kind of clarity that you reach? Because right now it just seems very confusing.
You 100%. You will, because as you stay with the light, the darkness, the mind is being cleared up by the light of God. And he will give you a clear mind, and all you will know is wisdom from him. You will just live your life. It will be made okay. very clear to you.
So in answer to the biblical question,
do you think kind of for yourself?
The answer to that is absolutely not. And the only reason that I say that is because the not me that I'm starting to separate myself from is the biggest bully I have ever met in my whole life.
Amazing. I can't respond to the biblical question, but I have to do this on Sunday. But I highly recommend, and I notice this about people too, is that I encourage people to change what they say. And, you know, stop calling thoughts and emotions you. You're not your thought. You're not your emotion. You're not your body. And some people do it, but most won't. And because they won't do it, they stay the same. They won't even change their language. They still speak deaf into their lives instead of life. So just stop calling yourself those things. You see them. Don't deny them. But don't call them you. And you... I'm telling you, I tell people to rejoice when you get those stings in life, the stings of loneliness, when you feel that pain of doubt and fear and worry. Rejoice, do nothing about it, and it'll be taken away.
Yeah, but I think that's kind of counterintuitive to kind of this whole like energy movement. I think everyone's like, you know, they're always looking for something positive.
That's the problem.
I wouldn't. Okay.
You're not supposed to be looking for anything positive or negative.
Right. I get it. For sure. Also, I think for me, and maybe this goes back to what you just said about speaking life or speaking the truth. Which is life. But I think for me, certain things happened in my life, and I'm not trying to go back in the past, but if I was to remember when I truly became angry and when I started to change and physically see a change in me, it was almost like you make a pact with the devil, like you make it in blood, like you can't go back, like you can't undo it, like you can't. You're like, because you can't undo the past, you can't undo what happened. It's almost like a pact that you can't get out of. It's like a contract that you just can't get out of.
And why can't you undo the past?
That's impossible.
How
you don't
is that?
Have unless you have a time machine. That's impossible, Jesse.
How is that? If you keep going back to the past, why can't you undo it?
You can go back to the past by remembering what happened, but you can't affect it. You can't change it.
But if you can go back, why can't you change it?
So what? Maybe the answer to that is I'm not really going back?
I rest my case. There's no such thing as going back to the past. The thoughts, which are not your own, tell you about the past, which doesn't exist at all. So you're not going back. You just believe in a lie about the past.
Well, Jesse, I think I know you've heard this from probably many people, and I'm not trying to be that person, but these things are huge. They almost feel overwhelming, the things that happen. So it's like I know people always say, like, oh, what happened to me was the worst thing that could have ever happened to somebody. I'm not trying to be that person, but at the same time, these thoughts are really, really big. Like, I wouldn't, if I started chewing bite by bite, it would take me my whole lifetime to bite into all of this.
And why you say that?
Because it just seems so big. It really does.
But it's just a lie. It's not big. You're believing another lie. You still trust the devil.
You trust, oh, that sounds crazy, Jesse.
you still trust the lie. You're believing, oh, they're so big, with something that doesn't even exist anymore. Whatever happened then, whatever happened then. It's not happening now. But you believe that then, and the devil tells you, that's so big, that's so this, and that's so, you're still worshiping the devil. You believe in a lie.
Okay.
And the real you, you're not, the real you don't remember the past or the future. The real you, nothing has ever happened to you at all. The real you is free. It's this fake you that you keep calling you, and that's what making you suffer, because you're suffering with evil and calling it you.
So then why does the real me need to be brave and have courage and all of those things? Like, why does the real me need to seek the truth? Like, if I'm, because it seems to me like the real me is nothing. It's but everything. Like, one and the same. So why be anything?
That's a good question. Why don't you be nothing? Why do you have to be brave? Why do you have to be weak? Why do you have to be anything? No one, your parents were wrong, and the world have taught you wrong when they told you to be brave. Be this and be that. They set you up to suffer in the way that you're suffering. You don't need to be brave. The truth does not need you to be brave at all. The truth does not need you to believe. The truth doesn't need you to do anything. It doesn't need your help at all. It just needs you to admit you're wrong for hating, playing God.
See, this is the lack of clarity that I'm talking about. Like, when you say certain things, it becomes all too more confusing,
like
not
what,
all
for
too
example?
More clear.
Like what?
I mean, it just elicits emotions in me that, like, are full of fear. Like, I heard what you said, but it doesn't make sense. Like, how do I become nothing? There's parts of me that doesn't want to become nothing. Like, it's, I don't know. It just becomes the opposite of what I'm looking for.
And who are you, your emotions?
Well, you know how I am. Like, I feel like those are the things that help me feel my way through.
But those are the things that are keeping you in the darkness and suffering. You have identified with the devil, and you're calling him you.
Okay. Well, I'm sure. I'm sure I'm always calling with something, but I always love talking to you, Jesse. It's always a pleasure.
I love talking to you. What now? Did you? And everybody that know you that's listening right now, they have a smile on their faces.
It feels good to have this discourse for sure.
What would happen to you if? What would you do with yourself if you had zero problems?
Oh, I would. If I had zero problems,
yes.
I would literally allow. First of all, I would allow life to happen. And in those moments, I feel like I would open myself up to amazing opportunities and not really stress about them. I would just walk right into them.
So why don't you do that?
Because I have a lot of fear.
And are you the fear? Why are you letting fear stop you? Fear is an illusion. It's not even real. Fear doesn't even exist. It's just in your mind, and you believe a lie. Why don't you go through the fear, do what you want to do anyway, and see what happens? You will see that, I can't believe I believed that I was afraid to do this. Fear is an illusion, and it's stopping you from living.
That's fair. Yeah.
Why don't you make your mind up? I'm tired of living this way. I am tired of living in fear. I'm going to do what I want to do in life and see what happens.
Okay. I almost want to say, if only it was that easy, Jesse.
It is.
Like that. I would rather make that pact with God than the pact that I made with the devil, for sure.
And you can do that. Just don't let the fear stop you. See it, but don't call it you. You're going to see it's an illusion. It's like you're walking down the road in Alabama on a hot, sunshiny day, and you see this mirage down the road, this heat wave or something, and you get down there, it's not even there. It was just an illusion.
Yeah.
Up the road from you.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Why don't you make up your mind, I'm just not going to live this way anymore. I'm going to stop. I need help, God, but I'm going to stop living this way. And just live your life. Without any expectations, without any plan, any idea. And when you make a plan to go to New York, to go trip, you make the plan, you buy your ticket, and then on the day of the trip, you take the trip. But you don't need to worry about anything. You need to just live. Did you get rid of that man?
Jesse. possibly.
What does that mean?
I don't even know how to answer that.
Why not?
Because it's kind of still where it is, you know?
And why are you living that way?
I don't know. I think the last time we talked, it was just because I felt so bad.
That's an ego. There's no such thing as you feeling bad. Stop being so prideful.
That is crazy. Because I think I associate pride with, like, the absorption of self. And I think I'm rarely ever thinking about myself. I'm always thinking about somebody else.
That's not true.
I don't know. I guess my mom taught me to be like this.
No,
like,
that's not
and
true.
I'm not trying to put it on her.
That's not true. You're always thinking of you. You never think of others. It's all about you.
So I'm thinking about him so that I can look good.
Yes.
So he doesn't think of me as a bad person.
Absolutely. And so that you don't think of yourself as a bad person. Everything you do is about you and never about anyone else. You don't want to look like a bad person. You don't want to make someone feel bad. You don't want to do this. You want to look like you're a good, caring, giving person. It's all about you. It's not about anyone else but you. Ego is only about self, never about their children or anything. It's about self. And then you lie to yourself and say it's about others, but you're lying.
Okay.
Everything you do, Mimi, is about you.
Oh, Jesse. That's crazy.
What do you think about that?
I think it's crazy. Like, you and the truth are so, like, in sync. It's wild.
And
it's pretty wild.
Is it true that it's all about you?
I mean, you definitely had my brain thinking, and yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie and say, you know, I don't think I've fully come to that. I don't think I'm to that admission.
And
about
why not?
Everything. But
why not? Tell me one thing you did, have done in your whole life, and it wasn't about you.
There isn't anything.
Right?
But
it's been always about you.
That's what everybody is.
That's
right?
The problem. There's no love. Is there always about themselves, some type of thrill they're trying to get, putting on a front, doing it, is all about self. Every human being, until they return to the Father, has the same problem. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on this journey, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Like you said, once you're on it, you just really can't go back.
Absolutely.
Like you just can't. You can't walk into the darkness. You can't walk towards it. You're always going to want the light. So I get what you're saying.
Hold on, Mimi.
Hold on.
I got to take a quick break. The Treasure Chest is now open on DLive and Stretch Off on PO.net.
Be still. Don't overreact.
most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts make you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen. But it's amazing to see it. So relax. Amazing. Welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour at 9 a.m. Pacific time. James Hake, the guy with the good hair. And then at 11, the Anchor Baby, American Anchor Baby at 11 today. Joel Friday, no show for Joel Friday. It's the American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then get your Father's Day cameos in. I'll do them for you, and we'll get it back on time so you can put a smile on your father. Go to Cameo, whatever shout-out you want, personal shout-out or whatever. Go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/JesseLeePeterson. CAMEO.com/JesseLeePeterson. Let me go back to the busy folks. Mimi.
Yes. Yes, Jesse.
Okay, you were saying something, and I put you on hold there for a minute.
You did, but it was funny because it was right in the midst of emotion, and it was so crazy because it becomes overwhelming, but it's not real. You know, it yeah. actually stops you from thinking because what you said was really, really important and yet not. You know what I mean? Like, it's yes. like, so I just was able to sit in what you just said. And it was, like you said, it was amazing.
Will you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, and stop calling thoughts and emotions you. Stop calling the past or the so-called future you. It doesn't exist. And the real you, when the fake you disappear, and it will, the real you will come forth, and you're going to see it was never you. You're going to be like, what the? Well, all my life I've been thinking that was me. I thought it was happening to me. I thought it was me. You will see that it's not.
Okay.
It's happening to the ego. It's not happening to you.
Okay. Thank you, Jesse.
And you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Are you doing the silent prayer every day, every night?
Absolutely.
Right on.
Almost without ceasing, for sure.
Well, you stay with it and practice staying out of your imagination. During the day, if you get caught up in a thought, just, come back to the present. Don't judge it. Don't say, oh, my God, it's not working. None of those things. Just come back to the present. You'll be fine. You won't miss a step.
Okay. Thank you, Jesse.
It's good to hear from you. Amazing.
I know. Always a pleasure.
Right on.
Okay.
Talk to you soon.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Jesse.
All right. Bye. Right now. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Rochelle, our first-time caller out of Minnesota. Rochelle, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well.
They're very good, very good. I was just going to piggyback off of Chris's message about how, like, why you wouldn't be distraught about why you destroyed a Bible, because I've also destroyed, like, a 1925 Bible. And
You tore it up?
I didn't tear it up, no. I was walking in the rain, and the rain destroyed it. Oh. So, yeah, and I mean, it completely destroyed me. I was totally distraught, like, afterwards, because, like, I couldn't fix it. I didn't know what to do about it. And I also wanted to answer your question about.
So, did you feel bad about it because did it worth a lot of money or something?
I mean, it's, what is it called? It's 100 years old. No, when it's called, like, in it's
antique.
Like it's. No, it's inexpensive. Like, it's something that's worth nothing because it's worth so much, you know?
No.
I don't remember what it's called.
Sentimental. What?
Sentimental, but not priceless. Sentimental.
It was priceless? Priceless?
Yes, priceless.
What does that mean?
Well, because it was, because it was so old that it had all the pictures in it and it had everything in it that I was just like, it was worth so much to me. And I just completely destroyed it.
But it's going to fade away anyway. It was just paper. It was dirt. It's going to disappear anyway.
But I love that you're trying to make me feel better about it. But
I'm not trying to make you feel better about it at all. I'm just telling you, it was just a piece of paper. And it's going to dry up. It's going to dry up and crumble away anyway.
But it was from 1925. Like, that's like, it's sentimental at that point. Like, not only sentimental, but it's like, it's worth more than what it, you know, it's just worth more than that.
And so why would you make a book sentimental?
Because it has knowledge. It has knowledge. And
but
it
can't it have a knowledge without you being emotionally tied to it?
Well, I mean, it's worth so much at that point that it's...
Can it still be of value without you being emotionally attached to it?
That's a good question, because honestly, I mean, it has so much value to it.
Can it be of value without you being emotionally attached to it?
I'm too emotionally attached to it, so it's no.
Can it be money value, good knowledge in the Bible without you being emotionally attached to it?
I mean, if I wanted to sell it, I'm pretty sure it'd be worth, like, at least, I want to say $150.
Right.
Maybe more.
But why would you need to be emotionally attached to that?
Because it has knowledge.
But why would you need to be attached to it, though?
Because knowledge is important.
Why is that?
Knowledge. Because what did everyone fight for so hard in back in the 19, like, you know, like, they fought hard for knowledge. Like, they wanted to know how to read. They wanted to know how to write.
But
so,
if you notice, people with knowledge are evil.
I don't know. I never thought of knowledge to be evil. Unless, like, you're learning. I mean, I don't know. Because in this world, like,
knowledge puffed up people. That's why you're not supposed to hold on to knowledge. Knowledge comes to bring you information, but you're not supposed to hold on to it. You should get an understanding and let knowledge go away, because knowledge makes you think you are something that you're not. It gives you a false sense of security. It gives you a false impression of yourself. It makes you think that everybody should respect you and do this because you have the knowledge. It puffs you up.
Isn't that what it's supposed to do?
No.
I mean,
but when
yeah,
you puff
I mean,
you up,
kinda,
it kills
like,
you.
But how do you make that, like, how do you make that, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm looking for, like, how does that make you know that you're better than someone, you know,
because it
knowledge...
makes you think you are. It makes you think you're smart. It makes you think you're better. It makes you think people have to treat you a certain way because you are better. You have knowledge. You have the Bible, or you have a degree, a preacher degree or something, it makes you think you're something that you need to protect, that you're not. And then if people don't treat you according to your knowledge, you get mad because they're not treating you with this false image that you have of yourself.
That's a good point. I respect that. But I still believe that knowledge does make you better.
It doesn't.
You
know? There's not one person on earth that ever got better with knowledge. Not one.
I don't know. There's a saying that my grandfather used to say that knowledge makes you better. Or something along those lines.
And where are your grandfather now?
He's still alive, and he's still doing his, what are those called? Nonprofit organizations. And
I rest my case. If you know Grandpa, you see that he's no good. He worked hard He worked hard to try to present himself as a good person. He has a nonprofit. He feeds the hunger. He's always busy. So that he cannot.
He is always busy.
Right, because he doesn't want to see that he's no good. It's all about hiding. It's all about himself and no one else. He cannot face that he's no good.
But he always calls me and he always makes sure I'm good. If I'm not good, then he always gives me the means that I need necessary.
But that's what no good people do. They always try to make you feel good so they can feel good.
Oh. I don't think that's true.
True, why doesn't it work when he calls you to make you feel good?
Say that again.
If it's not true, he's just doing that to make you feel good so he can feel good. Why doesn't his phone calls work on you?
Who said they never work?
Why doesn't they work on you?
Okay, that's a serious question because, I mean, when he calls, I almost always answer, but, like...
Why is it when a good grandfather calls you to make you feel good, it doesn't work?
It does work. Because whenever I talk to my grandpa, it does.
It makes you feel good for a minute, and then you cry at night.
Okay. I hope he's not watching this.
Why not? Why?
Because when I do cry, like, I'm like, oh, shit, I wish I was, like, good in my grandfather's eyes.
See,
you know?
Good man trying to make a no good woman believe she's good. And now you try to be good in grandpa's eyes, and it never works.
Oh, okay. No, but it does work because it did work one time.
What?
It worked one time.
No, it didn't. It never worked.
Yeah, it did. It worked because when I needed someone to tell me that I was doing bad, like my mom wasn't working, so I called my grandpa and I was like, "Grandpa, look, I'm not doing well," and da 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 da, and he was like, "Okay, listen to me. All you need to do is da 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 da, and you'll do better." And I did.
And then you cried.
I did cry, but that's right. Because I needed to.
No, it's because it didn't work. It just gave you... because of time, I'm going to have to run, but it gave you a temporary feeling, and then you cried when that feeling left.
I'm not going to answer that.
Why don't you drop your anger?
My anchor.
Yeah.
I always draw my anchor. Whenever I feel comfortable, I always drop it.
Why don't you drop the anger so you could be free?
I wish I could, but I don't drop the anchor because I do always drop the anchor. I drop it halfway down.
You love your anger.
Because it's chaos, okay? So whenever I feel chaos, I always feel comfortable.
Right.
So whenever I'm like, okay.
You love your misery. You love your thrill of chaos. That's why you won't drop the anger.
Okay. But anyways.
Why would you drop it so you can be free and you won't need grandpa to call you and lie to you?
Because I need grandpa to lie to me. Because not only just lie to me, he tells me the truth. He tells me the truth.
Grandpa does not tell you the truth. If he told you the truth, you stop crying at night.
I don't cry at night.
Yes, you do.
I don't cry, period.
Yeah, you
cry. No, I really don't.
You cry in your mind. You may not be crying tears, but you're crying in your mind. You're miserable.
Yeah,
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm really.
That's why you need Grandpa to lie to you.
Okay, that's partially the reason, but listen.
No, that is the full reason.
For a second.
Okay.
No. Okay, just listen. Okay, so when I called my grandpa, I needed him to yell at me. Not because I needed him. I needed someone to stern me out. Like, that was going to be like, hey, listen, you're not doing the right thing, and you need to do this, this, and this. A, B, and C. And I was like, okay, yeah, I really do need someone to tell me the point A, point B, point C.
Why don't you drop the anger so you don't need that? Why not be free every day, all the time? Don't you want...
Am I going to be the one that tell me that I'm not doing A, point B, point C, right?
Who are you?
Honestly,
who are you?
Who am I?
Yeah.
Who am I?
Right.
I don't know what's right and what's wrong. I know that, like, if
who
I'm...
Who are you?
If I'm, for as long, I'm Rochelle Alexis Tunglin. That's all I
what?
Know. I'm Rochelle Alexis Tunglin. That's
don't
all
say
I
your
know.
Last name, but that's your name. Who are you?
That's all I know.
Won't you
Rochelle
find out
Alexis?
That? Won't you find that out? You're put on this earth to overcome the false you. Why don't you overcome?
Overcome what? My
the false self.
Or my what?
Your false self.
My false self.
Your ego.
My ego.
Right.
But what is, yeah, I don't know. Because my ego and my, like, facade, I'll say, is different. It's totally different. And I don't really know what the fuck I'm supposed to be doing. Oops, excuse me. Excuse my language. I don't know what my...
So why don't you start working on you? Drop the anger by seeing that your anger forgive your mother, your father, and God will forgive you. Practice being present and work on you so you don't need Grandpa or anyone to lie to you.
But my grandpa doesn't lie to me.
Yes,
and
he
he's
does.
The one that I can...
When he makes you feel good, he's lying to you.
But he doesn't make me feel good. That's the problem.
You said he does.
He makes me feel like shit. Okay? I mean, excuse my language. I'm sorry. He makes me feel like...
Do you,
makes me
that's
feel
your
like,
husband in the background?
Yes.
Do you obey your husband?
As much as I can, yes.
Do you obey
I mean,
your
I
husband?
To. Yes.
So why do you need your grandfather if you're obeying your husband?
Because there's an age difference.
You're
so,
older
like,
than your
one
husband?
Has more wisdom. No.
So why do you need your grandfather if you're obeying your husband?
Because my grandfather has always been there for me when I was since I was young. Like,
and now your husband is there for you. Why do you still need your grandfather?
Because sometimes my grandfather knows best. You know, like
he knows
I mean,
better than your husband.
I mean, there's an age gap, so yes.
So you're older than your husband?
No, I'm not.
Why
no,
you say there's
husband,
an age gap?
Because there's an age gap between my husband and my grandfather.
I know, but your grandfather is leading you down the wrong path. He's keeping you in hell. Even when he makes you feel bad, he's still keeping you in hell.
My grandfather?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
But how? If he's not keeping you in hell, does it feel good to feel bad?
It's just a feeling.
It
there is
doesn't
no
feel
negative
good
or
when
it
makes you feel bad.
I mean, negative or positive.
When he makes you feel bad, is that feeling good?
If there's... No.
And you like feeling bad?
Sometimes I need to feel bad.
So you love your thrills then. That's why you like Grandpa yelling at you, because you love the thrill of feeling bad. I got to run.
Sometimes I need to feel bad.
What?
I got to run.
Yeah, because of time. Call me again.
Okay.
You say you need to feel bad?
Sometimes I do.
And who need to feel bad? Why do you need that kind of thrill?
Because sometimes when you're doing bad, you need to feel bad.
Why
do
you
wrong?
Need that kind of a thrill?
It's not a thrill.
It
it's
is a thrill. Feeling bad is a thrill. It's a feeling, right?
I mean,
it's feeling bad
you gotta run,
and emotion.
So I don't know how to answer this.
It's feeling bad and emotion.
You got other callers, and I don't want to.
He is feeling bad and emotion. Yes or no?
Is feeling bad and emotion the same? Yes or no? No.
Is feeling bad
is an emotion.
I'm sorry?
Feeling bad is an emotion.
Right. And so emotions are thrills. Is that true?
Not always. Emotion
always a thrill. That's why you want it.
No.
When emotion is not a thrill. Anytime you're feeling it, it's a thrill.
No.
It is.
I disagree.
Why?
Because when you're feeling bad, you don't feel good. And that's not a thrill. Like, I mean, if you're on.
If it wasn't.
Okay, shut up.
If it wasn't a thrill. Your husband talking to you? You yelling at your husband like that?
Yes, because he's trying to sit there and agree with you. And I'm like, no.
It is a thrill. If it wasn't a thrill, you wouldn't love it when your grandfather called you and give you that thrill.
It doesn't give me a thrill. It gives me like a sense of realization.
No, it gives you a thrill. Realization does not come with thrills.
Okay, but not in a good way.
But it's still a thrill.
Because when you say thrill, when you say thrill, it sounds good.
Right.
When
you say thrill,
it sounds like you're at the tip of a roller coaster and you're like ready to like climax or whatever.
Listen, I got to run, but you love it. That's why you like it when grandpa call you and give you a thrill.
Okay, but I need, what if I needed, okay.
Call me back.
I guess I agree. Okay, I will.
You say you do agree?
I agree, yes.
I know. It's a thrill, and you love the thrills.
Because I needed that thrill. Like,
right,
was, you
because
know?
You love evil.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No,
you say
I
you
don't.
Love that thrill?
Because it's a sense of realization.
No, it's
a
not.
Sense of like,
there's
hey,
no
your
realization
right.
in that.
You need to stop what you're doing. Because you're not going on the right path type shit. You know what I mean?
Rochelle, call me again.
I'm sorry.
Call me again.
I will.
All right.
I will.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Super chat. Super.
Super chat. Super chats.
Harmony says JFTV will be missed. Thank you, Joelle.
Right on. Thank you.
Fazul, I abandoned the world's view of love, including mine. What remained was the Father's love, pure truth I can see and hear. Father bless Jesse and crew.
Right on. Thank you. Stay with it.
Julie, very generous. Hi, Jesse. The other day you said God doesn't make plans, but in Jeremiah 29, Bible says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Could you elaborate on this? Thank you,
God
Jesse.
God knows everything. He doesn't need to have a plan. What the? He just know. Like you would know when you drop the anger, when you overcome the false self. Amazing. Thank you, though.
Thank you, Julie.
Yeah.
Aaron G., are children of God good or of good? What's the difference?
Children of God are not good, but they are of good. Good is working through them instead of evil. Nice question, too. You're right. It's working through them. We are never good. Like, we are never evil. It's the evil that lives in us that's evil. And when that's gone, it's the good that lives in us that's good. That's why we can't take credit for anything. We are not in control. Amazing. Thank you.
Marty, good morning, Jesse and crew. Today is my 42nd birthday. It's my last day in Vegas. Be heading back to California tomorrow. Just want to wish you happy Father's Day. Stay safe and be blessed.
Right on. Thank you. And what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Have a good birthday.
Not Archangel Gabriel, just a quick idea for the show. Perhaps leaving a small time segment, 5-10 minutes, practice silent prayer. Get listeners used to the idea of it for those who are struggling with comprehending it. Just my 2 cents.
I appreciate your 2 cents. Thank you.
Please, Lord, not Joelle. Why Joelle go out?
Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee. Many people around me are struggling. I hold back from helping because I don't want it to become from a place of ego.
Right on.
I trust that if God wants me to act, he'll guide it naturally. Wouldn't be my doing. Still hard to watch people I care about suffer.
But the fact that you do that is wrong. That's your ego. Why are you feeling anything about someone else's pain. That doesn't make sense. That's ego. Drop that. You shouldn't go with that either. That's another false identity. Amazing. Thank you.
Eric, there's no truth in the past, no truth in an emotion. Whenever you think about yourself, you're not thinking about yourself. You're thinking about the ego, and not you,
absolutely.
JLP.
Absolutely.
Eric.
Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for... Oh, yeah. Let me shout out the top. Sorry, Nate. Pastor Shadley, Coffee Talk with Sandra, Games for Rec, and the rest of the supporters. And thank you, guys. That's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing. I am so out of time. You know what? Garrett is doing amazing work putting packages together with sound bites and things. I didn't even get to but one or two of them today. I'm going to have to do something about that. But thank you, Derek. And work on yourself, folks. Really, you can be free if you want to. You can come out of the prison of your imagination and emotion. It's up to you. Nobody else can do it for you. No one else can help you in it. You got to work on you. Do the silent prayer. Forgive your mother and father. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/silentprayer. And don't forget to get your shout-outs in for your father. Father Day is coming up. And your merch at jessileepeterson.shop or rebuildingtheman.store. rebuildingtheman.com/store. rebuildingtheman.com/store. All right. Timothy out of Washington State. Somebody else. And it just hung up. I'm out of time. I'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow is Open Line Friday /Black Friday. Have a good day. The Hate Report coming up. And then the American Anchor Baby. Have a good day.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts make you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax.
Thank you, JLP, for an excellent JLP show.